Hello, everyone. Welcome to the FDIP, the official podcast of the Faculty Development and Innovation Center at EIU. I'm Kim Irvin, an instructional designer at EIU, and your host today. This podcast is to further promote teaching excellence through the sharing of information related to instructional design, teaching strategies, and innovation. In this episode, I dive into a course design topic that might sound a bit dry at first, but it is super important for any faculty teaching online courses. This episode's topic is regular and substantive interaction, or RSI for short. What elevates the importance of the presence of RSI in online courses is that the receiving of federal financial aid, which is a lifeblood for everyone in higher education, depends on it. Without regular and substantive interaction in online courses, students can risk losing access to that crucial funding. I'm aware of, and you may be too, of two universities, St. Mary of the Woods College in Terre Haute, Indiana, and Western Governors Online University based in Mill Creek, Utah, that almost got hit with million-dollar fines because they were not meeting RSI requirements in their online courses. In the end, both universities avoided paying the fines because they argued they were being penalized based on definitions of RSI that were defined during the audit and not given the opportunity prior to the audit to understand, let alone comply with RSI expectations. Now, since those two incidents, the Department of Education has defined regular and substantive interaction criteria that are expected, meaning the justification of not knowing what RSI means can no longer be used as a justification for not meeting it. Now, I mention these incidents certainly not as an intended scare tactic, but rather just to put into context the level of importance the topic of regular and substantive interaction in online courses really is. RSI is a need-to-know course design or teaching strategy for online instructors. However, RSI is also just plain good instruction practice. Personally, I think chances are high as an instructor, you are probably already meeting RSI criteria. But let's unpack it so you can self-evaluate the level to which regular and substantive interaction is baked into your online courses. Let's start with some important background information. When it comes to RSI, in the eyes of the Department of Education, there is really an important distinction between what is called correspondence education and distance education. Correspondence education is basically self-paced learning where students get materials online, or back in the day, through mail. Remember those days. There is minimal instructor interaction, and no RSI is expected in correspondence education. Distance education might look similar on the surface to correspondence education, but the key difference is regular and substantive interaction between the instructor and student is expected in distance education courses. Knowing the distinctions between correspondence and distance education is important because students in correspondence courses and programs are not eligible for federal financial aid, and students in distance education courses and programs are. It is the expected regular and substantive interaction in online courses that makes students eligible to receive financial aid when taking them. Next, let's break down the expectations behind regular and substantive interaction. What is it? How do I know if I provide it in my online courses? I think the simplest way to understand RSI is to understand the definitions and expectations behind each one of the terms, regular, substantive, and interaction. For reference, a link to the Code of Federal Regulations that spells out these definitions is available in the show notes. Let's start with the word interaction. The interaction in RSI only pertains to the interaction between the course instructor and the student. An instructor is defined as an individual responsible for delivering course content and who meets the qualifications for instruction established by an institution's accrediting agency. A course design topic you may be familiar with is the Community of Inquiry framework, which emphasizes building three types of presences within a course: social, cognitive, and teaching presences. Another way to look at these are as three types of connections within a course: the instructor-student connections, student-to-student connections, and student-to-content connections. The word interaction in regular and substantive interaction only pertains to the instructor-student connection. It does not include the other two connections in the Community of Inquiry framework. Next, let's unpack what is meant by substantive. Now, among the three terms in RSI, substantive requires the most explanation. Substantive interaction is engaging students in teaching, learning, and assessment consistent with the content under discussion and in at least two of the following five ways: providing direct instruction, assessing or providing feedback on students' coursework, providing information or responding to questions about course content, facilitate a group discussion regarding course content or competency, or other instructional activities approved by the accrediting agency. Those five ways may sound easy enough and strategies that you are already practicing, but let's go a little deeper with each one by discussing how faculty can provide substantive interactions these ways. The first way listed is providing direct instruction. This might include providing direct informational sessions in scheduled synchronous sessions that are recorded for students who are not able to attend the synchronous session. Students attending synchronously have the opportunity to ask questions in the live session. Students watching the recording could be offered the option of posting questions in a dedicated discussion thread to keep questions organized by topic, or in a general ask the instructor discussion thread. What makes this example meet the substantive expectation is that the opportunity for two-way instructor-student interaction is provided by the instructor. It's not required, just provided. If conducting synchronous instructional sessions are not feasible, perhaps consider offering students the option of posting questions in response to any recorded informational session in a discussion thread, since that is the main ingredient in this example that makes it substantive. Another consideration is to provide variety in the way students interact with you. In addition to the optional discussion threads in response to recorded instructional sessions, consider connecting an assignment to those recordings that requests interaction, such as asking students to record video, audio, or write textual responses, explaining the recorded instructional session in their own words, and to discuss any lingering questions about the material. An assignment like this might be strategically placed at the end of a learning unit or subunit. The second way the code states substantive interaction can be offered is through providing feedback on students' coursework. Here, it's just worth mentioning to resist any urges to only check rubric boxes when assessing assignments. This urge might be very tempting when grading discussion assignments, for example. Consider consistently including video, audio, or textual feedback with assignments. And if specific substantive feedback applies to more than one student, it is fine to repeat the same feedback to multiple students. Another factor related to being substantive through providing feedback on students' coursework is timeliness. Feedback received generally within a week after assignment submission is more substantive than feedback received a week or more after submission. Students will be able to effectively apply feedback given sooner because the details of the assignment are fresher in their minds. Another way the code states to provide substantive interaction is when you offer information or responses to questions from students about course content. One course component that falls under this umbrella is office hours. Sometimes in online courses, the only means offered of conducting office hours is by appointment. RSI experts state that office hours by appointment only are not RSI proof because they're not regular and it is an interaction initiated by the student rather than provided by the instructor. In addition to offering office hours by appointment, consider adding regularly scheduled on-campus and/or virtual office hours. It's the regularly scheduled component and instructor-initiated opportunity that RSI proofs those office hours. Another consideration, which was previously mentioned, is to consider having a dedicated, ongoing Ask the Instructor discussion thread, where students can ask questions about any instructor-shared information or any other course-related questions. I just want to point out a pattern starting to form here. The instructor is providing the opportunity for substantive two-way interaction, not requiring it, just providing it. D2L News Announcements is a well-used D2L course homepage widget. One suggestion to provide the opportunity for your news announcements to be more substantive is to create short videos that contain the news content, then invite students to ask questions about the video content in an Ask the Instructor discussion thread. Perhaps a lesser used D2L course homepage widget you may want to explore is called Activity Feed. This widget allows posts that the students have the opportunity to reply to. There are just two more substantive methods to explain. The second to last is being substantive in facilitating group discussion regarding course content or competency. Discussions are also a well-used activity in online courses. The intended spirit is for the instructor to participate in discussion topics by posting genuinely engaging video, audio, or text replies, questions, summaries, or observations. With that said, it isn't necessary to reply to every student in every discussion topic. One way you can manage your replies is to consider creating a spreadsheet with a row for each student and a column for each discussion topic. Check the students you reply to in each discussion topic and monitor to ensure you reply to each student as evenly as possible. Lastly is the substantive method of instructional activities approved by the accrediting agency. Really, this method could be achieved in any of the previous strategies. To recap our discussion thus far, I've offered an explanation of the meaning behind interaction, instructor-student interaction, and five ways interactions can be substantive, of which only two need to be met. Let's discuss the last term, regular. The expectation behind regular is for the instructor to do two things. Provide the opportunity for substantive interactions with the student on a predictable and scheduled basis, commensurate with the length of time and the amount of content in the course or competency. So, how regular is regular and substantive interaction? There is no explicitly stated number. However, weekly RSI seems to be the sweet spot, especially in accelerated courses. It's not recommended to go more than 2 weeks without RSI between the instructor and student. Weekly RSI provides a consistent connection that keeps students engaged and on track. Secondly, monitor the student's academic engagement and success and ensure that an instructor is responsible for promptly and proactively engaging in substantive interaction with the student when needed on the basis of such monitoring or upon request by the student. Timely responses to student questions and assessment feedback are the key messages in this statement. While there's no explicitly stated response time, within 24 hours for questions and a week for assignment feedback is a good rule of thumb. To boil regular and substantive interaction down into a manageable takeaway, RSI is achieved when the assigned online course instructor provides students consistent opportunities for two-way communication about course content. So a question to ponder is, what one-way instructor-to-student interactions currently exist in your online courses? Because instructors only need to provide the opportunity for dialogue, many traditional one-way interactions can be transformed into opportunities for meaningful two-way engagement. One final consideration that is important to know is if an online course is ever audited for RSI, evidence of regular and substantive interactions need to be verified that they are taking place. For this reason, a strong suggestion is for RSI to take place in the Learning Management System, D2L, where the interactions are documented. As with any course design strategy, start small with RSI. Establish an Ask the Instructor discussion and consistently invite students to ask questions about course content in that thread. Participate in student discussions in the manageable way described earlier, and consistently provide thoughtful feedback. If you have any questions about RSI, please don't hesitate to contact me at ksirvin@eiu.edu or 217-581-8716. Before I go, I want to leave you with this thought. While I spent a lot of time discussing the regulatory side of regular and substantive interaction, at its core, RSI is really about creating meaningful online learning experiences for our students that are just as rich and rewarding as any face-to-face class. At its core, RSI is really about good instruction. Thanks for listening and continuing to learn. We'll be right back.